Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds. And they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
One of the greatest things about video games is the sheer amount of detail a meticulous developer can cram into their game. Whether expanding the wider lore, fleshing out the supporting characters, or just flat out including details intended to make players feel like absolute garbage. These 10 video games are largely fantastic in their own rights, all dead to include secret truths which, if discovered, would undeniably change how you felt about each game. Whether guilting the player for their actions throughout, introducing some low-key horrific world-building which changed everything, or simply offering up some deeply devastating subplots, these games all delivered unsettling home truths most players would probably rather be blissfully ignorant about. Though these reveals went easily missed by the vast majority of players, they nevertheless recontextualize each game, their story, their characters, and their gameplay, in ways likely to make you feel at least a little bad. Of course, the players themselves aren't always to blame, but at the same time, these disturbing revelations should give them pause to consider the consequences of their actions. I'm Jess for What Culture, here are 10 horrifying video game truths you never noticed. Number 10, Malice had to watch you kill all the other colossi, Shadow of the Colossus. Shadow of the Colossus ends with the devastating reveal that you've killed 16 innocent colossi minding their own business, in turn accidentally releasing the malevolent supernatural entity, Dorman. But the game accidentally twists the knife further as players battle the game's final colossus, Malice, a giant skyscraper-sized humanoid. The boss is hidden away in a secret area of the Forbidden Land, which can't be accessed until the prior 15 colossi have been beaten, a valley which looks out over the land where you've spent your time throughout the game. But while atop Malice, observant players might notice that all 15 of the Pillars of Light, which mark the area where you've killed a colossus, are visible in the sky, suggesting that poor Malice had to watch as each of his 15 siblings were felled by you. As if this game wasn't heartbreaking enough already. Number 9, the man you save in Saint Denis gets hanged a few days later, Red Dead Redemption 2. One of Red Dead Redemption 2's most memorable random encounters allows players to discover a badly wounded stranger lying in the road near Saint Denis. And if they take him to Dr. Barnes, he'll end up having his arm amputated in order to save his life. As much as that seems like a pretty decent outcome for a guy who seemed to be on death's door when you stumbled across him, if you travel through Saint Denis a few days later, you'll find a grim follow-up to the man's story. As it turns out, he's been strung up at the gallows for murdering a woman who, get this, ridiculed his disfigurement. As the man is hanged for his crime, you're left to ponder the virtue, or lack thereof, of helping a wounded stranger in the harsh, unforgiving landscape of the Old West. Nobody does side content quite like Rockstar, eh? Number 8. Some of the enemy soldiers were forcibly conscripted. Call of Duty: World at War. Call of Duty: World at War may not be among the FPS series' best or most memorable entries, beyond introducing the wildly popular Zombies mode, but it does feature one of its most low-key disturbing story beats. The game's campaign takes place during World War II, and its sixth mission, Burn 'Em Out, sees players hurled into the Pacific Theater as Allied soldier Private Miller, who takes part in an offensive against the Imperial Japanese Army. During this level, you'll end up getting access to the devastating M2 flamethrower, causing any afflicted Japanese soldiers to scream variants of fire and hot in Japanese. But some players notice that some of the immolated soldiers are actually screaming out in an Indonesian tongue, seemingly implying that they're actually Heiho soldiers, auxiliary members of the Indonesian army who were captured and forcibly conscripted to fight for the Japanese. As much as the Call of Duty games tend to be pretty flippant about the true soul-crushing nature of war, this was an insanely depressing revelation that some of the people you've been toasting weren't even committed to the damn cause. Number 7. The Red Zone's few remaining citizens are mostly suicidal. Prototype 2. Prototype 2's Red Zone is a region of New York City which had become totally ravaged by the blacklight virus, overrun by a colossal horde of the infected, while actual human beings are extremely few and far between. But if you explore the Red Zone's rooftops, you'll periodically come across scattered survivors, most of whom sadly take a suicidal leap from the roof the moment you move near them. Their situation is evidently hopeless enough that they've opted to punch their own ticket rather than risk becoming one of the infected, though fast-thinking players can rescue them if they wish. Despite cementing the full emotional toll of the blacklight virus, these suicidal NPCs are easily missed even by those who've beaten the entire game. Number 6. The PS4 was never released in the game's world. The Last of Us Part 2. The Last of Us 2 is one of the bleakest video games ever made, and while a humanity-annihilating infection is certainly enough depression for one game, Naughty Dog's expert world-building also hints at some subtler tragedies. For starters, players can find numerous PlayStation 3 consoles strewn around the world, typically with copies of Naughty Dog's Uncharted 2 Among Thieves and Jak and Daxter Collection. This might seem like nothing more than a couple of cute Easter eggs, until you remember that the cordyceps fungus began to spread in September 2013, a whole 2 months before the PlayStation 4 was actually released. And we can safely assume the world was probably too busy fighting for survival for PlayStation exclusives like Uncharted 4, Horizon Zero Dawn, God of War, and Marvel's Spider-Man to ever get made. Of course, video games are a total luxury at the best of times, let alone when a plague strikes the world, but it's nevertheless a quietly haunting detail that lets you know just how quickly cordyceps brought everyone to their knees. Number 5. The train bomber can be seen 2 minutes before the bomb goes off. Deus Ex: Mankind Divided. Early on in Deus Ex: Mankind Divided, protagonist Adam Jensen heads to Prague to meet up with Alex Vega, and the pair end up getting caught in a train station bombing. It's later revealed that the bomb was planted by augmented terrorist Ivan Burke. Yet unbeknownst to players at this time, Ivan actually walks past Adam and Alex a mere 2 minutes before the bomb goes off in the level's opening cutscene. Beyond totally drawing attention to himself with his rather loud choice of clothing, Ivan also covers his face when walking past Adam, seemingly indicating he's got something to hide. If that's not enough, just as Ivan exits the screen, Adam says to Alex, "I can only go after enemies I can see." Well, he was right there, Adam. Number 4. The police are even more racist than you think. Mafia 3. It's no secret at all that one of Mafia 3's primary themes is racism. Casting players in the role of black protagonist Lincoln Clay, who resides in the New Orleans-esque New Bordeaux, in the midst of the civil rights upheaval of the late 60s. Though anyone who's played the game will note how quick the police are to pull their guns on you if they suspect you're doing something untoward. Systemic racism within the police is also depicted in an altogether subtler fashion. For starters, police response times are actually coded to be different depending on the area of the game your crime takes place in. In an affluent, predominantly white area, the cops will swarm your location in record time, while in poorer, generally black neighborhoods, the fuzz will take a more casual approach to tracking you down. Worse still, the cops will respond more aggressively when crimes are committed against white people, whereas with black victims, they'll be a lot less enthusiastic to see justice done. The game as a whole depicts an enormous amount of racism, both casual and not, committed against Lincoln. But some of the most egregious are also some of the most subtle. Number 3. Enemy corpses rot during time travel. Titanfall 2. Titanfall 2 boasts perhaps the most criminally underappreciated single-player FPS campaign of the entire generation. A short but ingeniously executed sci-fi action blast. The campaign's marquee level is unquestionably Effect and Cause, in which the player uses the time gauntlet to leap back and forth through time, making for some of the most creative combat and traversal the genre has ever seen, frankly. But the attention to detail Respawn applied to the time-hopping mechanic is such that killing an enemy soldier in the past and leaping back to the present will then show their body in a stage of decomposition due to the time passing between the two periods. Gross. It's a brilliant enough gimmick that it's a genuine shame Respawn only used it for a single mission, because it's easily nuanced enough to carry an entire video game on its own. Number 2, the waitress from the start of the game can be found in the morgue later, Batman Arkham Knight. Batman Arkham Knight opens with an unforgettably brutal sequence set in a diner, where the player briefly controls police officer Owens, in a first-person view no less, who's served by a kindly waitress Sharon, and informed by a fellow patron about a man smoking in the corner of the diner. As Owens goes to investigate, Scarecrow releases his fear toxin within the diner, leading to the infected patrons and staff members rabidly beating one another to death. The scene is so utterly chaotic that we're never quite sure who lived and who died, but those who played the game's Season of Infamy DLC and pay a visit to the Elliot Memorial Hospital will be able to take a look in the morgue and get some answers. Sadly, the corpses of both Sharon and the diner patron who spoke to Owens can be found in the morgue drawers, confirming they didn't survive Scarecrow's savage attack. They both seem like nice, upstanding people, but in the case of the highly affable, attentive waitress Sharon, it was an especially painful revelation. Props to the game for making you care about a minor character's fate in such a short space of time. Number 1. Ollibulb only attacks in self-defense. Cuphead. Cuphead revels in the fact that it's one of the most visually stunning video games of the prior generation. Its adorable vintage art style juxtaposed against the fact that it is a brutally difficult boss rush platformer. And while the game's high degree of challenge forces players into a hyper-aggressive mindset, there's actually a secret way to spare one of the game's more timid boss characters. During the opening battle against the Root Pack, the second of the three enemies is Ollibulb, a sentient cherub-cheeked onion who most players will immediately take to putting a major hurting on. Except the game's 1.2 update altered the fight, so that Ollie actually has no beef with Cuphead at all and will only attack in self-defense. And so if you simply refuse to attack him, he'll smile at you and disappear back into the ground within 10 seconds. With Horace Radish, who was a concept character that didn't make it into the original launch version of the game, being tagged in as a replacement. Basically, you probably murdered that adorable onion for no reason at all. How bad do you feel?
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.